Good morning. A Tuesday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. It doesn't get any more interesting than the verdict yesterday in the Sheldon Silver trial. Alan, wow, I heard some of your comments yesterday, but your reaction, he's guilty on all seven counts, essentially feathering his own nest with $5 million illegally. And we have Dean Skelos also on trial. We'll see what happens with him. But your reaction to the trial and if this means reform in New York?
Well, first of all, you know that Preet Bharara, who is the federal prosecutor, decided that he was going to prosecute on the theft of honest services and other things, and brought all of these charges against Sheldon Silver. What happened here was that there was an absolute and explicit Supreme Court finding that you had to prove quid pro quo. In other words, bribery. You had to prove that somebody said that they would do something explicitly on a telephone, on a wiretap, in another place. It turns out that Bharara has really won the day by saying, all right, if you take the pattern, you'll see that this really does constitute illegal activity. And by doing that, he moved the line. And by doing that, Silver gets convicted. Now, of course, there's going to be a lot of appeals here, I guarantee that. But in fact, it is Bharara who won the day and won big. Now, if he wins on the second major trial, which is Dean Skelos, the former majority leader in the state Senate, two of the three men in the room will have been dispatched. And that is going to say to Bharara, I suspect, okay, so if jurors are being able to convict people based on this kind of evidence, then the sky is really the limit because the legislature operates that way. In fact, that was the Silver defense, which was, this is what goes on. This is the way we do business here in Albany. Well, once that myth is dispelled, then anything can happen.
One of the things we can't say on the radio are, well, curse words. But it seems, at least from the article I saw recently in the New York Times, Alan, that the GOP candidates in the presidential race are cursing more, and as the Times puts it, on purpose.
Emphasis. Everybody knows that if you use a curse word, somebody is going to sit up and take notice. And these folks who are running for the GOP particularly are really in a bad spot. Now, remember that they are also looking for the evangelical vote and for the church vote and the churchgoers. So, you know, what they're doing is they are playing with fire because somebody can turn around and say, hey, wait a second now, I thought you were God-fearing people and yet you've got potty mouths.
Let's stay with the presidential candidates. We're seeing stories about Ted Cruz now in Iowa surging, much like Huckabee did.
Well, right. If you win the Iowa primary, that doesn't mean you're going to be the presidential candidate. In fact, that's pretty rare. But it does help Cruz a good deal if, in fact, you know, he's able to make the claim that he could win in Iowa, where there is a substantial evangelical community among the Iowa folks. Then he gets himself an advantage for other states. It's what we call the bandwagon.
We were witness to the start of the climate talks yesterday in Paris, and yesterday Bill Gates, along with other billionaires, world leaders, have unveiled the world's largest clean energy research and development partnership. They are trying to help with this issue of climate change, even as the conference goes on.
Well, look, every resource that anybody has to be put into the poker pot, because this is where the rubber is hitting the road. This is where the President of the United States and others have attended to put all of their marbles on the table and say, okay, if we don't do this, we're going to die. That's true. And yet you have people like the Indian Prime Minister saying, what are you doing? You people in the United States are the biggest polluters in the world, or among the very biggest polluters of the world, and yet you're asking us to make sacrifices as a developing nation. You have to either pay for it or you have to do something to equalize things. Well, I'm sure that Morsi is going to have descendants as well as everybody else, and if that's going to be the way that we approach this, then the world is going to go to hell.